The Hot FM Breakfast Show.
Anzac Day over the weekend. Firstly, it was amazing to see the thousands of people that rolled out and commemorated. It was so nice to see. And by all reports, it was record numbers right across our region, which was excellent. It was really respectful for those that fought and died for us and those that continue to fight for us. But there was something that happened over in Russia that's been labelled as completely inappropriate. The Russian government has jailed a group of girls that decided to twerk to this song. Now, it wasn't the fact that this song is completely lame, but the fact that they were twerking and filming this video in front of a World War II war memorial. Obviously, that's not on. Very disrespectful. But they've been jailed for hooliganism. And it got me thinking about some of the inappropriate things that were happening during the services. Here in central Queensland, I noticed so many young people, not before or after or during the march, but during the ceremony, that had their phones out. I even saw a selfie stick. They were taking photos, smiling and laughing during the actual service. And to me, I think that's hugely disrespectful. But maybe it's Nana EJ rearing her ugly head again. 13, 12, 16, I want to know what you think, Big J.
What are you doing with your phone out during the service in the first place? Your head should be down and you should be thinking about those who sacrificed for this country, not taking out your stupid phone and putting your silly-looking Facebook pictures on Facebook. After the service, yeah, sure, you can do whatever you want.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that felt a little bit uneasy checking out these selfies during the service. I don't know why people would want to take selfies during just quietly.
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking photos of the soldiers that are doing the services or filming what's going on there, that's cool. But
selfies are a different ballgame.
Yeah, so there is no room. Well, selfies should be outlawed in the first place, but there is no room for selfies during a commemorative service.
I agree. Keep your calls coming. 13, 12, 16. JP, what do you reckon?
Mate, you're all over it. I feel exactly the same. You're there to pay respect to people, not to have fun and muck around. And like you said, there's hooliganism stuff. I don't know if it's quite as extreme as the Russia story, but mate, like, I just think if you're going to go to a dawn service, actually pay attention to what's going on. It ticked me off. I'm from Mackay, so I went to the dawn service in Mackay, and it was huge. And there were people, their phones were ringing at 4:30 in the morning, and they, like, that was bad enough. But then they just enter it and stand in the middle of the crowd and talk on their phone, like, you know, it was ridiculous. I think to a dawn service, the phone should be off or on silent, you know, and leave your cameras, unless you're there to take photos of the actual ceremony, what's going on.
Yeah.
Not selfies to blast up on Facebook and play around. That's annoying. That's my thoughts anyway.
Good point. If you want to continue this conversation, get onto our Facebook page, Hot FM CQ. But not to take away from Anzac Day, once again, a massive well done to everybody that did roll out to the different services across the region with some of the highest numbers recorded in many, many years. It was so great to see so many of us Central Queenslanders commemorating, remembering and respecting our troops.
The Hot FM Breakfast Show.